Dave and Dejanovic. Utah's top political story. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
Conventions. Conventions, conventions. It's going to be a big weekend, a long weekend for politics here in Utah. We're getting the scoop on what you can expect tomorrow as the Republican and Democratic conventions take place. We're going to talk to both the Republican and Democratic Party chairs, starting off with Robert Axum. But Robert, before we get to you, I want to introduce Mara Carabello with the Exoro Group, with KSL at Night, who's filling in for Debbie Dujanovic. And it's a long day.
I know.
But it's an incredibly important day for Utah.
I'm so excited about this segment. And yeah, it's the Super Bowl of delegates, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is such a meaningful day because Utah has kept the caucus convention system strong, and so there's a chance that several of these races are decided for us. Why is that important? Because conventions and primaries are where the competition is. General elections in Utah are really not the highest point. It's right now, or are we going to a primary? So it's exciting.
Robert, thanks for joining us, Utah Republican Party Chair. Thanks for joining us. Are you ready?
Yeah, always good to be with you guys.
Excited that the weather's going to be bad and people are not going to be working in their yards?
Hey, it's a great place then to be as an alternative, right? Come on down as a delegate and participate in the process.
So what are your hottest races tomorrow? I know you start at 8 in the morning and have a couple of hours of local House and Senate races, and then you shift into the afternoon. What are the hot races you're anticipating?
Yeah, I mean, the big hot races are, of course, whenever you have an open seat. That only happens every handful of years on congressional seats and whatnot. So you have the United States Senate seat. That's, of course, one that people are paying a lot of attention to. And then in Congressional District 3, where currently John Curtis serves, since he's vacating that seat to run for the Senate, that too is an open seat. So those are two that are very hotly contested and have a lot of candidates that are vying for attention and support. So I think a lot of people will pay attention to those, but there's a number of other good seats and interesting races, governor's race and other statewides like the AG and whatnot. So a lot of things happening tomorrow.
Where is this being held at and who gets to show up?
Yeah, so the convention is at the Salt Palace, and so we have a big chunk and a number of the halls of the Salt Palace that will be utilized for Republican delegates, and there are 4,030 potential delegates around the state of Utah, and you usually get a very good turnout. Of course, there's a handful that maybe don't show up, but I would anticipate 3,950 or so Utahns from all 29 counties are going to be there and participate in all of the various races and other business of the party throughout the day.
I always like to picture the day. You go into the Salt Palace. There are booths everywhere. It's a great place if you like cotton, if you like taffy. It's a really good place for taffy. There's cheap pens, which I'm a big fan of. So there's booth to booth to booth, and that's how you can go and talk to these different candidates and maybe some interest groups like education. But one thing I always find interesting, Rob, is that I think you all have given candidates 4 minutes apiece to make their final case. Is that true, 4 minutes? And what makes a terrific closing speech for a candidate?
Yep, you're exactly right. So they've been out on the stump speech around the state and around their district. So they've been engaging for months on end. But when the actual election starts, they have final speeches from the stage. And in that first round of voting, every candidate will be given that final 4-minute elevator speech. So a good speech, it really gets to the heart of, I think, two things: laying out why this person is qualified and capable of doing the job that they are seeking. But the other element that they really have to hit if they're wanting to get a home run there is they have to have an aspirational and inspirational vision, because that's going to be the piece that connects not just, okay, yeah, you could do the job, but are you the right person to be the standard bearer for the party and to represent the people of Utah should you be elected? You have to hit that note as well.
Robert Axum, thank you for joining us, Utah Republican Party Chair. Enjoy your 12 Red Bulls tomorrow. It's going to be a long day. Next, Diane Lewis, Utah Democratic Party Chair. Diane, thank you for joining us. When do you guys start tomorrow? Where are you at?
Well, we are starting at 8 o'clock. Doors will open at Cottonwood High School at 8 o'clock. Registration will start then. Then we have a couple of our issue and identity caucus meetings at 8:45, and then we have a couple things: National Committee Men and Women, and then we also have national delegates for our national convention, and those are going to have some speeches, during that morning session. Then at 11 o'clock, what we will do is we will actually go onto the floor and we will open the entire session for the day. And we should be, we don't have as many contested races as the GOP does, but we do have some great races that are coming up, and we have some amazing candidates.
So the Democrats this year had a really nice, healthy caucus turnout. How do you get energy and momentum? What kind of issues and how are the Democrats going to come out with momentum? Because one thing we keep hearing about the election in November is that who will capture the energy and the excitement of the time. So what do you guys talk about to get the Democrats excited about this election?
I think the way we started getting, and as the chair, when I ran for chair, I wanted to do the entire state. As we all know, Salt Lake is pretty purple, and we have most of our legislators in Salt Lake. The only legislator that is out of Salt Lake County is Rosemary Lesser up in Weber County. But what we have been doing as a state party is going out and speaking to all these county chairs, and these county chairs have just really worked hard to get the word out about Democrats and how important we are, because as you know, the Democratic Party is the party of the people, and that's what we've got to do. It's showing up. And so we've been showing up in these counties. The counties have worked hard and to build them. And yes, we had amazing turnout for not only caucus night, but for also conventions, county conventions.
Diane,
so we're pretty sure that, yeah.
That's fantastic. We're excited for you. You're going to be starting early, 8 o'clock, Cottonwood High School. Yeah. Best of luck. It's going to be a long day, but we're excited for you. Best of luck to the Republicans and the Democrats tomorrow as they have their party conventions.